And hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Conscious Convos. I'm going to talk about my new calling, or I guess just like an added calling from what I've been on this journey and kind of what got me here and what the motive is behind it, because I think what some people don't understand is that I'm here to do more than just make money, and it's going to be pretty dope to see where it goes, talk about my certifications, kind of how that process went, and just where I'm going with life. Still rocking with feedery.org though, still climbing, trying to build, you know, the campaign to grow the ambassador program. So go to feedery.org, sign up for the launch, sign up for the ambassador program, be the first food influencer. For when we launch in, I believe, July now. It's almost here. I'm really excited for it. So yeah, go to feedery.org, sign up now, and let's get after it. Everyone, welcome to another episode, Conscious Convos, getting after it. You know, it's kind of crazy that we're going through this awakening period in the world. And what I mean by awakening is like we are starting a revolution. And that revolution is creating like an earth of opportunity that we all get to do what we're meant to do and what we're all destined to do by God's greater glory. And I think that is one of the coolest things that we are blessed with. And I mean, like, what I mean by blessed is we were just meant to create what our talents were meant to create. And for some people, it's different than just like going to a job, going to an office, then, you know, clocking in, clocking out. I'm trying to think. Spreadsheets, you know, just like a whole array of stuff that corporations have pushed on us and has sucked the creativity out of our lives. And it's crazy because we were all meant to do more. We were meant to achieve more. We were meant to just be more of service to each other. And that goes beyond the financial status of work. And that's what I've learned in my own personal journey. And my own personal journey is now taking another turn because I get to do what I've always wanted to do, and that's use my words for the greater glory of God and the greater glory of man and civilization. And yeah, just creating a new earth that required me to dig inward introspectively to heal myself on a spiritual level that then translated into the mind and the body, and it all like coincides. This mind body connection is real. Like, I firmly believe it's real. We were meant to be spiritual beings enjoying the human experience. And if you don't think you have a soul and you're religious, like if you're a Christian, you don't believe you have like a soul, you have like a, you don't believe that you have a magnetic field around you, you need to dig deep within yourself. Because I truly believe that's the teachings of Christ, of Yeshua. And to show respect to that is tuning yourself on a spiritual level. And that's what Reiki has given me. So healing myself on a mental level, hacking my subconscious, hacking my mind, and creating a new mindset to bring in abundance in my life, but I still didn't feel fully aligned. And I still believe in crypto, I still believe in NFTs, but, you know, I think my purpose is just more than that. It's more than just technology. And I say that because I'm here to create beautiful things outside of the technical realm or the technological realm. I was meant to create through spirit. And that can go into business, that can go into music, which I'll get to that in a minute. It can go into art, whether it's like painting or sketching or whatever. It can go into my book writing, which, you know, I got the children's book on the way next year. And I've outsourced a lot of things now where like people are doing stuff for me. And it feels good to have that. It feels good to have that that love, and it feels good to have that respect. So I just fully believe in the soul's purpose more than what you think or have been programmed to believing is the right thing to do. And I say that with a clear heart, a clear mind, and a clear spirit. What I learned through my healing the past few years is that anger consumed me, and that's why I only cared about material things and money. And like I said, money's not a bad thing, don't get me wrong. But like my center around money, just to like prove people wrong, was an anger. And I had to get rid of that, because in order for me to be on the next level, I got to be calm, cool, collected. Like, I have to be a next level being. And that means forgiving people, which I've definitely forgiven people for sure. But I also realize I need to create a healthy spirit to raise the vibration of the earth, raise the frequency of the earth. And that's what people don't understand, is we have a frequency around us. And when we're a low vibration because of like we work a shitty job, or we're a low vibration because we are care about money, like you can operate in shame, guilt, apathy, even anger. When you operate out of those things, you're putting that energy, you're putting that force into the ground. And when you put that force into the ground, it radiates into the environment around you. So for the environment, you're actually bringing down the magnetic field of the environment. And that's what is easier to control: people in fear, people in apathy, people in anger. You're easier to manipulate. That's what people don't understand, is like angered people are the most weaponized people. Why do you think we have, you know, people that sign up to literally go and kill other people? It's because they're fueled by anger. They're fueled by this quote unquote patriotism. But what's the patriotism? The patriotism is going out and fighting for the bank cartels, you know, the Royal Bank, the Royal Family, the United States Corporation. Like, that's what life is, more than that. And that's what you have to understand, is we are meant to bring happiness, bring higher vibrations, bring peace, bring bliss into the world. And I don't really care if you disagree with me politically, because I'm sure there are people right now that are like, oh, you're wrong. Like, war is necessary. You know, killing people is necessary. It's really not. That's just a programming that you have from mainstream media, textbooks, you know, those sorts of things. Are there evil people in the world? Yeah, sure. But aggressively and offensively trying to murder people is not right. So anyway, low vibration. When you bring that low vibration out into the world, you bring down other people, and it's very selfish of you. So healing myself has created the opportunity to raise the vibration of other people and bringing up other people into my life. And it's a blessing, like, to have that vote of confidence by the universe to be that healer, I think is an honor, to be chosen by the universe, to be chosen by God, to heal other people is a blessing. So I first got into Reiki about a year ago. Like, I learned about it through my own massages. Like, I would get massages, and my massage therapist would instill Reiki onto my body. So what Reiki is it's a Japanese word. I think it's literally translated as passing of hands. I'll look up the definition real quick for you guys. Reiki, healing technique based on the principle that the therapist can channel energy into the patient by means of touch to activate the natural healing processes of the patient's body and restore physical and emotional well-being. Oh, my bad. This was incorrect. The word Reiki means mysterious atmosphere, miraculous sign, which comes from the words Japanese rei, meaning universal, and ki, meaning life energy. I think from the massage that I went to, that's what they identified Reiki as in the massage technique. But the way, like I said, it's life-giving energy, universal energy. So, my mistake. But now that we're back on track. So, Reiki is me transmuting energy through you in a way that creates healing and abundance for you specifically. So, I'm not necessarily taking anything from you or giving anything from you. I'm just moving things. I'm moving energy. I'm moving your magnetism. And when I move your magnetic field, I can create a better version of you. And it takes special people to learn this and do this, because there are people that could use this technique or power. I mean, this is like a very powerful technique for evil. I mean, that's not me though, obviously. You have to be kind of pure at heart, I truly believe, to do Reiki on people. And it's a blessing to, like I said, to be chosen. And I've only worked on a few people so far, but I've already created abundance and healing for those people that I worked on. Like, I got a girl who can sing again. Like, I moved her throat energy and her intuition from her third eye, and now she's singing again. Like, I created that for her. But it wasn't me, though. It was just God creating it through me. And that's the thing that you have to understand. The ego gets in the way. But when you're a healed person, your ego won't get in the way. So you actually truly can create a healing environment for your loved ones. And not even just your loved ones, but everyone. So, I mean, the talent's there, the presence is there, the knowledge is there, and now it's just time to go use it and use it for a higher purpose, a higher calling. And that higher calling is with spiritual healing. You know, I truly believe that. And I know it's just going to progress through time. And I've learned so much about so many different things in the past few years, and now I get to combine it all together. It's wonderful. Cryptocurrency and NFTs were the start of CryptoCoop, you know. And then when it transformed into ConsciousCoop, it's not that I don't believe in those things, but now it's like, how do I integrate those into my business and my practice? Because I am the birth of freedom. I'm the birth of sovereignty. The sovereignty of your soul, your mind, your body, and like your materials, your 3D world. I'm the embodiment of sovereignty. That's what I encompass as an identity, is sovereignty, is freedom. And being able to integrate those things has been challenging, and it's definitely struck me down a few times with the ego, but I'm here now, and I'm here to heal. I'm here to heal other people. And so the Reiki stuff is going to be a part of my transcendence healing practice, so I'm still going to help hack your subconscious through meditation and visualization. I'm going to be able to do that. But the Reiki is now going to add the extra component where I can just go into your mind and be able to move your mind energy throughout your body. It's like now I have this extra tool under my belt. And that's the thing you have to do. You just have to progress your knowledge of the universe, because the universal knowledge is never ending. I had a friend of mine ask me, do you ever figure it all out? And this person's in their, I think their late 30s, early 40s. And I said, no, it's never ending. You're never going to have it all figured out. But the beauty of it is you have the opportunity to find the answers that you're looking for. All you have to do is ask. You just got to stay curious. Curiosity is one of the most beautiful words in any language. And I don't like the term curiosity killed the cat, and here's why. Curiosity didn't kill the cat. Curiosity found the cat's purpose. And you're going to be like, dude, what are you talking about? No, it's beautiful. Curiosity did not kill the cat. Curiosity created the cat's identity, created the cat's purpose. That's what curiosity does. It doesn't kill you. It enlightens you. Curiosity enlightens you to become the best version of yourself. Because if you don't ask questions on anything, you'll stay stagnant. You'll stay stagnant the rest of your life. And that's the crazy part. We're meant to be people of curiosity. We're meant to be people of just greatness. Like, we're meant to be great. We're meant to do great things. We're meant to heal the world. You just have to make the choice on whether or not you want to do it. So when I got the Reiki certifications, I should say, I knew I was home. I knew I was aligned. And now I get to be a healing presence for everyone. And then I got, you know, healing music that I've been able to partner with, listening to Smile. And having that partnership now creates an opportunity for me to go into mass settings, go into yoga classes, go into meditation groups, go into workplaces, and be able to heal through music that I get to create. And that's the best part. I get to create music to heal people by the tens or the hundreds, maybe one day the thousands, who knows. I know where I stand and I know where I'm meant to be, and that's to be a performer. But the way I want to perform is healing people. It's funny, like I always thought like I wanted to be an actor, you know, or an EDM DJ, or you know, a hip hop artist, or you know, on this grand scale, right? But my calling is to be a performer at a mass scale, but my performance is going to be this great healer. And I won't be affiliated with a church. I won't be controlled. I'm going to have this healing arc, this healer arc, this persona that I can be in front of big crowds without being controlled by anyone. No record label will control me. No Netflix or corporation can control me. No church or religious group can control me. I cannot be controlled. I have my freedom. So now it's just being seen. And that's where I'm transcending to. And I'm making the partnerships and I'm doing the collaborations right now and, you know, being able to meet some great people and do some great things together is special. And it's going just beyond the Instagram lives or TikTok videos, you know, whatever. It's actually going into real life settings, in real life settings, being paid, being compensated, being present, and being able to hug people and be able to hear them say, you've healed me, or you've been able to tap into me no one else has ever done. That's the reward. Healing a million souls is a huge, I mean, that's a huge thing to say. And I remember this collective group I was in, the guy that runs the collective group, which we don't see eye to eye on his identity, but that's okay. He said, wow, you want to heal a million people. That's a lot of pressure. And I'm like, well, for you it is. For me, it's not. I was meant for greatness. I was meant to be a great healer. And I'm only 27 years old. That's the beautiful part. I got so much time to do all this. And I've already healed probably 10,000 people because I've done fundraising for charity. I've spoken at, you know, fundraising events for cancer. Like, I've done so much for kids with cancer. I've done a lot of things already. Well, that doesn't mean I'm going to stop and coast. I don't care about that. I'm not here to coast in life. My life wasn't meant to be coasting. My life was meant to be shared. My life was meant to be in love. My life was meant to be enjoyed. That's what my life was meant to be. So here I am. I am him. And we'll see what happens in my lifetime. I've said a lot of radical things. I've said a lot of things that put me in a position of, I wouldn't say compromise, but it puts me out there, you know, and I'm glad I took that risk. I'm glad I took that courage. I think it takes courage to do what I'm doing right now, and it can be isolating at times, and I was isolated. I was isolated for 2 years. I was isolated for about 2 years, and you know what? I'm glad nobody met me, came to my aid for the past year and a half, 2 years. I'm glad I'm where I'm at now, and I'm glad I'm still releasing, you know, people, and I'm glad I'm adding on people to my life. I'm grateful. So nobody can knock me off this path. No one. And that's what it's all about. Sometimes you just gotta think, I was built for this. And I was. So yeah, I've had 3 significant events in my purpose come up this year. And yeah, I'm all for it. So my life path number is 9, and I'm 27 years old right now. So I'm in my 9 year. So everything around my 9 year is about life path, you know, and creating the foundation of that. And that's what I've been doing with my book writing, with music, you know, with even Feedery. You know, I think even Feedery has been a great opportunity for me to learn marketing for myself and marketing for a large, you know, hopefully future large company. And I've been able just to have fun. And it's funny, I work hard, but I find ways to balance all my work. And I think that's what makes me special, is finding ways to not get burnt out. And the thing is, like, people, you know, focus so much time and just grind themselves to death, and that's what they think they're meant to do. The problem is, you're gonna burn yourself out. And I didn't do that. I burnt myself out maybe a few times the past year, but I don't know, I never lost my drive because of, like, not getting the rewards that I want from, you know, this. Like, I'm playing the long game. And when you play the long game, you don't get hyped over instant gratification. You don't get hyped over little wins. Because my long game is meant to be my purpose. Like, the long game with all this stuff that I'm doing, like, it's going to pay off, but it won't pay off for, you know, a year or two. It's not going to come to me in 7 days, and that's okay. That's what I want. I want to be patient with it. I want to work my way into crowds. I want to work my way into small events, you know, and then work my way into big events and bigger events and bigger events. That's the thing, like, me performing in front of even 100 people right now, that would be a lot. That's why, you know, you got to start with a few, and then you start with 10, and then 20, and then 50, and then 100. And then you work your way up to 1,000, and then 10,000, and 100,000, and then 1,000,000 people. Like, you know, and that's all it is. It's just patience and just honing in on yourself. And it's like, it's more than just honing in on your craft. It's more than just honing in on your business. It's about honing in on yourself and just finding yourself. And honestly, finding myself, it's been a ride. It's been a great ride. And honestly, I wouldn't want it any different. I appreciate all the people that I got now. I appreciate all the Reiki connections that I've made. My Reiki master is the best. My friends in Reiki are the best. My friends in the holistic wellness space are the best. And it just makes me emotional. It just makes me really, happy to finally tap into my true gift of self. I've had this gift for a while. Like, I remember as a kid, I could see visions of just, like, talking to God. And then after I was traumatized, later on, I lost that gift. And then I fell into deep, deep sadness, darkness, anger, sin. Like, I had addictions even as a young kid. And, you know, that stemmed from trauma. And it's like I fell from grace in a way. And then now it's like I got my angel wings back. And when you get your angel wings back, you're going to go fly. So it's time for me to go fly. And when you go fly away, the snakes stay behind because they don't have their wings, right? There was a really good quote that talked about snakes and serpents just being angels without their wings. And I thought that was a really good point, because people talk about the snakes in the grass and, like, people stabbing you in the back and, like, you know, people doing you dirty and stuff. And you can focus on that, which I have done in the past. You can focus on the snakes, or you spread your wings, you become an angel, and then you fly. And that's the choice that I have made finally. And I'm grateful for that choice. And I'm grateful for the snakes in my life that have come and go. Deuces to all of you on that end. But no, just count your blessings. Find your angel wings. And it goes beyond just like not drinking or not smoking weed. It goes beyond going to church. It's just being a good person and fully aligning with your purpose. Not what you think it is, but what God thinks it is. And you don't need ayahuasca to do that. You don't need mushrooms to do that. You don't need LSD to do that. You don't need hallucinogenics to do that. You just need a pure heart and a soul that is curious and an open mind. You don't need drugs for that. They help, but you don't need drugs. It's kind of ridiculous to say that you need drugs for that certain state. So yeah. That's what it means to go be great. And man, I'm at the 30-minute mark, and you know, it's just, yeah, it makes me emotional. I'm just like at that point now where I'm so at peace with myself, and I'm hopefully going to have some podcast guests finally. I know it's been a little while. You're probably tired of hearing me talk, but finally got some Reiki people to talk. I finally got some holistic wellness people to talk. I finally got, you know, Reiki practitioner. Like, I got my clan, and now it's time to grow these people. And in order to grow these people, I got to put myself out there. So that's who you're going to see. You're going to see this new version of Coop. Conscious Coop is taking off. So I'm going to have a new website too. I'm going to take one-on-one people, and yeah, not just be a life coach. I thought life coaching was going to be for me. I thought that's what I was meant to do, but no, that's not it. I mean, that can be an aspect of what I'm doing, but I was meant to be a healer. So it's like, fuck it. Go heal people. Go heal people. Go get this powerful tool that is Reiki, and then go, you know, create this healing business for you and work with people intimately, and then work with groups as well. So, you know, having that vision from God, realizing I was kind of phony for just thinking that I just want to be a life coach. But the thing is, I'm 27 years old. Like, who wants to be a life? Who wants to work with a guy that's 27 years old as a life coach? I mean, I've been through a lot, but you know, there's more to life than just making money and, you know, trying to do it in the easiest way possible. I took too many shortcuts. That was the issue. I was taking too many shortcuts in life, with myself. Not with anything else, but with myself and my true calling. I was trying to like bypass certifications. I was trying to bypass like, you know, paying for certain aspects of my business, you know, and that's why I wasn't growing. That's why I wasn't achieving. That's why I wasn't getting people to sign up with me or work with me. That's why I wasn't setting the meetings I was setting. But now I'm here, and I'm finally here with the identity, and I'm finally here to use my hands and to use my mind and my soul and to transmute energy like a wizard. Like, that's the coolest part. I get to be a wizard. Like, that's the coolest shit. I'm basically just a wizard. A wizard in Southern Marsh clothing. That's my shirt. But I get to help people through music, through writing as well. So it's like I'm going to be able to hug people from a distance. And then I'm also going to be able to spiritually work through people in a very close proximity. And that's exciting. So yeah, I was more than just a life coach, more than just a crypto coach, more than just an investor, more than just a builder of trust, more than just a builder of businesses, builder of ideas. I'm more than that. I'm Coop. And being Coop is the coolest fucking thing ever. And being Coop is more than enough for me to be happy with my life. No matter what. The world could end tomorrow. And you know what? Doesn't matter. I did everything I could. I put my life out there to go help people. And that's the beautiful part. Is I get to do this every day now. And I get to be a warm light for many people. And nobody can stand in the way of that. Not a soul. So, well, I'm going to hop off. I appreciate your time. I'm on a cruise this weekend. I'm pretty excited for that. I get to do really cool shit with some really cool guys. And I'm excited to bring more to the table next week. So, I'll see y'all next week. Be good. I love you. Peace.